Thank you, Sophie. Hi, I'm Lois. As you can see, I'm not very old, 16 in fact, so my life hasn't been all that long, so neither will my testimony. I've been brought up in a Christian family with Christian grandparents on both sides. I have two sisters and a brother, so it's always very chaotic and there's always something or other going on. In these few years, I've gained a faith which I hope to grow and expand, constantly wanting to know more about God. I can't think of a time where I didn't believe in God. It's always been reassuring to have my supportive grandparents around to help whenever I was in doubt. I never thought that I would second guess my faith until I had to when my nan was diagnosed with cancer. She was the best person I've ever met, and she always had a smile on her face. She had a strong faith which was inspirational to me. It was undoubtable that her faith was as strong as Goliath. However, her body was not so much. As the months went on, she got weaker and weaker. Every time I saw her, she looked more pale and more unhappy than the last. This was until her body couldn't fight anymore and she passed away. From seeing her every other week to never again was a big jump that I was forced to make. I constantly asked God, why would he have taken her away from me if he knew how much she was loved and wanted here on earth? I finally received an answer. She had finished her mission on earth, and because he loved her infinitively, he brought her back up to heaven where she belonged. In hard times like this, God gave me comfort and hope to carry on. There have been camps which my family and I have tried out, like Oakhall, BCDO, and our own youth weekend away. These events have really helped me in my faith and have given me the opportunity to get to know God better as well as other people. They've made me realise that we aren't alone and there are other Christians that know exactly what's going on, exactly what you're going through to the point. These people at these specific events have really encouraged me to expand my knowledge on my own faith, and have also helped. I've also tried to encourage other people in my current school to seek faith in the Lord. Some didn't listen and didn't care, whereas others wanted to listen and learn more, so much so as to call themselves Christian. One of these events happened in a science class, which shows that it could happen anywhere. I simply just prayed for her when she was going through a hard time, and the Lord spoke to her. This encouraged me further to spread the word of the Lord, even at school where the fear of rejection would test me. However, I know that when I am rejected, the Holy Spirit's got my back and will remind me that it's not the end of the world. I could go on and on for hours about how God's helped me in my life. I aspire to encourage others to live for God and not just for them. I've always wanted to get baptized, but never really thought I was ready. I've seen many people be baptized here and have also had people be baptized in my back garden, but I've never done it myself. Now, today, my dream is about to come true.